Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Listen to the words of the song that we're about to sing concerning the Lord Jesus. The title is, I Hear in the Air. I hear in the air, neath the canopy blue, sweet notes of a name most resplendent and true. No name that is sweeter, more blessed for men. It heals all our wounds and restores us again. Know ye, whose name that is. That name is my Savior's, my hope and my bliss. Reading today from Isaiah chapter 42, beginning to read at verse 5, reading through the 10th verse. Isaiah 42, verse 5. I, the Lord, hath called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let's come to that God in prayer. God of creation, God of nature, he speaks of creating the heavens and stretching them out, spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. We not only are told that here and all through Scripture again and again, we are told it by Moses in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. But there's another witness. The heavens declare the glory of God. Nobody can stop that. You can deny it. You can shut your eyes, like we used to do when we were children, put our hand over our eyes and say, "You can't see me." We were the only ones that couldn't see. Paul speaks of those in Romans chapter 1 who are without excuse. And he says of them, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. How terrible to be a scientist that talks about evolution and denies God's creation and becomes a fool. Educated fools. How terrible. God's creation stands, and he will not give, as we read, his glory to another. Let's pray to him through Christ. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus. Thou hast told us of him long before he came down to earth. We pray, Father, that because of him thou wilt now send thy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to reprove, to correct, to reveal, to be a witness and seal that faith that thou dost give by the Spirit in Christ and of Christ, sealing it that we know, Father, that we have been justified, that we have been adopted into thy family through and because of Christ, by the shedding of his blood, as we sang, and that we may know that name as the songwriter gives it to us, and that we may know him as we read here, that the Lord is my name. Thou canst rightly say it, Father, because thou art Lord, and help us to know it. Help us to know it now in time, that we are ready when death comes, or ready when Christ returns. We pray, Father, for the church to be called out in a mighty way in our time, the church to be revived. We pray, Father, for thy promises to be fulfilled even now through and because of Christ. Help us to have understanding of it, that we might pray rightly for those things promised and described. And as we read here, before the former things come to pass and new things I declare, we give thanks that in this chapter we can read so much of Christ, those hundreds of years before he came, and that he, the suffering servant, would come down to earth to live, to die, to rise again, to return, to be at thy right hand, and to make thy enemies thy footstool. We pray for this, Father, to take place now throughout the world, that peace on earth might come, that he might truly be the Prince of Peace, peace with thee by faith, and peace among men, in the home, and in nations, and among nations, and the terrible, terrible wars that are raging. We pray, Father, that they might know the power of the gospel that brings peace. We pray also for the temporal blessings, those in sickness and injury, those in hunger, the homeless. We pray, Father, for blessings in nature, the sunshine, the rain, where there has been storm, where there has been earthquakes. We pray, Father, for those that are in sorrow, those in pain. We pray for homes that are broken, children in those homes. We pray, Father, for our schools and our government, our leaders, and those that will be put into office in years to come, that we might be given right leaders that have the fear of thee, which is the beginning of wisdom, all through Christ. Amen. As we continue to look at Isaiah's message of Christ, as we saw it in recent weeks, it's from many different places. Chapter 44, we read in verse 6, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. God who speaks and says, I am the first. I am the last. Who is speaking? The Lord and His Redeemer. Lord, the King. The King of Israel and His Redeemer. Two Lords. The Redeemer is the Lord of hosts. The other is Lord, the King. Many names have been given throughout Scripture. And we have seen some of them earlier concerning Christ, and they bear repeating. Many know them by heart, but in Isaiah chapter 9, we read what he shall be called. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called. Called by God, the Father. Called by those who believe in him as well. And we can say amen to what Isaiah here gives us. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And then again that term, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord of hosts is the Redeemer, Christ. And he has given those names. It is stated here what he will do. And it is summed up. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And especially the kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. God has his timetable. God promised for many years to send Christ. Many were in expectancy of the Messiah. But sadly, though they were in expectancy, when he came, they did not recognize him. And as we saw from Isaiah 53, or we'll see from it, that he is despised and rejected of men. How terrible. Promised, hoped for, rejected. That's what the proud, deceitful heart does. Yours, mine, everyone else. As the psalmist said, there is none that understandeth. One thing we must learn, God is God. Perfect, holy, powerful, wise. Also, thankfully, long-suffering, mighty and able to save, and he does. We, sinners, described as the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, we wage war. As I referred to a moment ago, that Christ is on the right hand of the Father, with a promise, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. That's what we are. There are plain pictures of it in Scripture, especially Paul, who was tamed, changed, used mightily, given to us now as an example of what God could do, and Paul even telling us who read his word, be ye followers of me as I am of Christ. Following the ways of the Lord. Following the Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, by faith. When he writes the Galatians, he says, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ loved us, sinners. I think also Psalm 65, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Runaways are made to turn around, to come back, to approach to God as sinners, like Christ Pritchard the publican, stating in the temple, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I referred to Paul and thinking of his words when he was stopped, breathing out slaughter and threatenings, going against God, going against Christ, going against his people. The Lord Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? His answer was, who art thou, Lord? He learned what we just read. I am the Lord. And he's also, as we have been seeing, the Lord of hosts. All through this prophecy of Isaiah, over and over, the first chapter, and on through the whole prophecy of Isaiah, again and again and again and again and again. The Lord of hosts. Yes, not just the Lord of hosts, but God and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Many do not want to acknowledge that there is a Trinity, that there is the three in one. Hard to explain, but it's true. And we can read that so plainly, as we did again and again. This 44th chapter, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Two, we also think of the reference to the Spirit. Further in Isaiah, we read chapter 63, verse 10, but they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. There was the Lord the King. There was the Lord of hosts. There is, as well, his Holy Spirit. His, belonging to God, belonging to Christ. Before Christ died, he spake of the Spirit that would be given. He would pray to the Father that he would give the Spirit. He, the Lord Jesus, praying to the Father sending the Spirit. And as Christ said, when he comes, he will take the things of mine and show them to you. Has he shown you Christ? First of all, you, despising him, rejecting him, and heart and mind, if you were there, those 1900 and some years ago, you would have said with the others, crucify him, crucify him. I can't see you, but I know that every one of you, as myself, have that in us. Enmity against God, not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans chapter 8, enmity, hatred. We want the throne. We have the spirit of Satan, who says, I will be like the Most High. One of the things that this Lord of hosts will do, and we can certainly pray for that to be done more than it is. Thinking of Isaiah chapter 2, but before that, let's look just for a moment at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. The United States of America could be like that today. We are like Sodom. We are like Gomorrah. We want to do the same things they did. We want the freedom to do it in every way. We, as the people, want it. Our government has given us the right to have that, and such rights that if someone counters it, they are put as lawbreakers. In God's way, such are lawbreakers. It's all under thou shalt not commit adultery. And many other things that are similar to that statement. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah, both rulers and people. This is one of the things that I hear of this same people, Israel, Judah. They welcome those who are like Sodom, the Sodomites. It's advertised. I shudder, I think, I fear. What may happen if this isn't recognized and repented of? Judgment will follow. Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. That was for Jerusalem. That can be for Washington, D.C., for Chicago, for New York, for California. Can be for my city here, Holland, Michigan. They want the rights. Rights to do wrong. Immorality, murder, breaking up of homes. And sadly, it isn't just the government. It's us as individuals. It's our homes. And worst of all, our churches. If the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be trodden under foot of men. Christ said of those that should be the salt, you are the salt, you are the light. But if the salt has deteriorated, wasted, lost its savor, it is good for nothing. I hear, get letters of those who talk about the government persecuting Christians. That is happening here and there, but that's not our greatest problem. The greatest problem is that we're not worthy of persecution, that we're not known to do like Isaiah said later, lift up your voice like a trumpet, show my people their transgressions and Jacob their sins. Isaiah did, Jeremiah later did, others did. And finally, Christ had to say, which of the prophets have not your fathers killed? They stood. They were with the Lord of hosts, and he is that. In the second chapter, as I said, we will go to the second chapter, but look at the first chapter first. One more verse there in the first chapter, verse 24. Therefore saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will ease me of mine adversaries, and I will avenge me of mine enemies, and I will turn my hand upon thee, and purge, purely purge away thy dross, and take away thy tin. And then he speaks of blessing that he will do. The Lord of hosts can be a judge and bring judgment. The Lord of hosts can bring grace and blessing. Verse 27, Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And how will he do it? The second chapter speaks of what the Lord of hosts will do. Verse 11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Who will do it? Verse 12, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. We have so much pride. Just think of our political parties. Both so proud. Both think they're so right. and they're so proud that they have no place for the other. In our country where we've had election, we have had so many poor losers. So proud they thought they had to have other and will not accept it, will not accept what God has given through the voting and through the blessings that we've had since our forefathers gave us these ways and these blessings. This is what happens when the church has become a salt that has lost its savor. Yes, people identify themselves somewhat with the church, and some ask, how can Christians vote for the one that's opposite of their party? I, for one, didn't vote for really anybody. I voted against the worst. Yes, there are those the worst. The murderers. The ones who advertise themselves as wanting to kill the unborn through the whole time of pregnancy and even partial birth abortion, and some even after. If one is trying for abortion and the baby is born alive, they still want to kill that child. Kill it. Murder. Whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall blood be shed. That's coming for us as a nation. Whether God will, the Lord of hosts will humble us before that remains to be seen. But we have this word that we do well to take heed to. This word should humble us. This word should make us tremble, as Isaiah writes later toward the end of his prophecy. To this man, God says, to this man will I look, who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. We should tremble before the Lord of hosts. And if we do tremble, what does God say? To this man will I look. What will happen? What happened with David when he was in a horrible pit? He cried out to the Lord. He was taken out, put on a rock. The rock, another name given to the Lord of hosts, the Redeemer, Christ Jesus, as we sang, all those names. Sweet notes of a name, most resplendent and true. No name that is sweeter, more blessed for men. It heals all our wounds and restores us again. Know ye, whose name that is, the name of my Savior, my hope and my bliss. The last verse, one day all creation shall bow to our Lord. Even now among the angels his name is adored. May we at his coming with glorified throng stand singing his praises, heaven's great song. Yes, that's what we read. Sing praises to God. He's worthy of it. The Lord of hosts. The Lord is his name, and he is the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.